You're listening to New Age Hipster Radio, home of spiritual rambles and high-vibe convos. Always dogma-free and a totally cool place to be. You can head to newagehipster.co for more spiritual awesome sauce, but for now, here's your host, Vix.
Hey, gorgeous souls, it's Vix, and welcome back to the New Age Hipster podcast. Today, we are talking about Mercury retrograde. This is one of my favorite topics. This is going to be a little bit of an unscripted ramble, unlike all of my other podcast episodes, which are completely scripted and never rambly, never go off on tangents. That's a joke, they always do. But I just wanted to talk about Mercury retrograde because it is such a big topic and it's something that so many people really struggle with. I know I struggled with it for a little while, and I don't want you to struggle with it. So if you're somebody who is like, oh no, it's Mercury retrograde, then this episode is for you. If you're somebody who's no longer fearful of Mercury retrograde, then you can hang around and have a listen to what I have to say, see if you vibe. But this episode is really for you if you are wanting to take your power back from the retrogrades, whether it's Mercury retrograde or any retrograde situation at all, really. Or really anything that's happening in the cosmos at all, because all of this stuff I'm going to talk about today is really related to anything astrological that's kind of happening. So I'm recording this podcast on the 30th of August. We've already been in the retrograde for a week as I record this. We are moving out of the retrograde. I have it here on my computer. September the 15th, or the 15th of September, as we would say in Australia. And this is, you know, we've got a couple more weeks of it. So I wanted to record this and upload this today. So I'm recording this today and it's going out there today as well. And then of course we have this shadow period, and the shadow began on August 3rd, and the post retrograde shadow ends on the 30th of September. And then we're going into it again, December the 13th to January the 1st, 2024. So whenever you're listening to this though, you know, you might be in a completely different retrograde. It might be the future when you're listening to this, in which case, hi from the past. But whenever you're in a retrograde, Mercury retrograde, hopefully you find this and we can shed a little bit of light and help you to reclaim your power. So first of all, what's going on with Mercury retrograde? What is it? Why are people scared of it? This is what is happening, right? There's always so much fear around Mercury retrograde. People absolutely lose it at this time of year. Well, a couple of times during the year, because Mercury retrograde happens a couple of times during the year. People who are otherwise really in their power and really connected and grounded seem to absolutely lose it during Mercury retrograde. And I think it's a really fascinating thing. People just struggle with this one. And I see it on my social media. I see it on my social media anytime we are heading into the beginning of the shadow, and we're looking ahead to a Mercury retrograde. My feed is full of people freaking out. People who otherwise, like I said, are usually, you know, they don't give their power away to anybody or anything outside of them. But for some reason, Mercury retrograde just tips them off, and they are posting about, oh my gosh, it's the retrograde, what are we gonna do? And I see all these posts, like creators share all of this stuff, like how to survive Mercury retrograde, right? And what we're gonna do here at this point in the podcast episode is we're just gonna clear all of that. I'm going to call in the violet flame, and I'm going to call in the transmuting, clearing angels and beings of light to just clear all of that away, because that is not useful for us. It's not useful for us in this conversation. It's not useful for you at any time ever, but especially when you're going into Mercury retrograde, the negativity, the fear, all of that stuff, let's just clear that because that is doing nobody any good. If you're somebody who has posted about Mercury in that way, okay, that's where you were. That's not where you're going to be moving forward after listening to this. We do not want to come at these retrogrades with that energy. I always find it fascinating that the same people who are really invested in the idea of law of attraction are often the same people who freak out during retrogrades and create their own kind of experience in a retrograde. And this is one of my main kind of things that I wanted to get across in this podcast episode. We create our experience during a retrograde to a point. There's always things that we don't have control over, but we have control over quite a lot. And when we get into a space of how am I going to survive this retrograde, as soon as we go into that headspace, as soon as we go into that mindset, that's it, you know? Not that's it, because you can pull yourself out of it and you'll be okay. But we can very easily convince ourselves that it's going to be difficult. And there is like a huge collective consciousness vibration pattern that has been created and that a lot of people are tapping into around these times, where we've convinced ourselves it's going to be something bad, it's going to be something really difficult. And equally, you see a lot of people sharing stuff around this time that is not really like on the fear kind of vibration, but it's like sharing memes about just jokes, you know, jokes about Mercury retrograde and how tough it is and the silly things that happen during a Mercury retrograde. Memes are great, but memes can also create a self-fulfilling prophecy. I'm going to say that again because I thought it was good. Memes can also create a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you're posting a lot of memes or you're seeing a lot of memes on your feed at this time that are making jokes about, oh, it's so bad, ha ha ha, isn't it funny that it's so terrible? This is also, you know, something that we need to think about when we think about what we are consuming and what we're allowing into our space and what we're allowing to affect our aura and our experience, essentially. Because that's what's happening, you know, we're letting this stuff affect our experience. We're letting this impact our experiencing and we're letting it create our experience. So, tip number one, if you see people posting negative stuff about the retrograde, you can just like unfollow them or put them on mute until the retrograde's over, right? Because it's just not helpful. And if you're somebody who's been posting that stuff, just take a pause and think about it. Law of attraction is not the only law in the universe, but it is a law of the universe. And when we are going through anything, whether it is Mercury retrograde, a different kind of retrograde, the full moon, we do this at the full moon and the new moon as well. People kind of get like a little bit of a full moon frenzy, you know, I'm going to blame the moon on everything. And that can be funny and it can be fun, but it's also creating your experience. And I just really wanted to share that because I've done that in the past too, when I was kind of just getting on this path and learning about Mercury retrograde, because, you know, I went years, decades of my life without knowing that Mercury retrograde was supposed to be this big thing that I needed to worry about. So I never worried about it and I was fine. As soon as I started to buy into these ideas, it was going to be challenging. That's when it started to become a challenge. And I wanted to share with you a couple of experiences that I've had during Mercury retrograde that have proven to me that it's not out to get us, okay? And it's definitely not out to get us. And I'm going to share in a minute a little bit about how you can use this energy for good and how you can really use it as a way to kind of get to the next level with your own energy and your own inner work that you're doing. But okay, so yes, sometimes challenges do happen during Mercury retrograde. Sometimes things don't go to plan. But sometimes things don't go to plan in life. And we can blame Mercury, or we can take responsibility for things. One thing that happened this week was I posted a spread up to my Kundalini yoga 8-week program that I'm running at the moment, which will be available at some point in the future for other people to access. But at the moment, we've got a group that's going through it live. And I posted a spread for last week, and for some reason an image kind of like got posted on that spread in a weird way that covered up some text, and I didn't even notice it, and it went up there, and it was like someone pointed it out to me. I was like, oh, okay. And that's really rare for me, because I usually check things like 20 times before I post them. And the reason I check so many times is because I've had that happen before, right? Where I've posted something and it hasn't been quite right, or there's been a spelling mistake, or, you know, the numbers of the spread have been incorrect or whatever. So anyway, it's very easy to go then into that space of, oh, you know, maybe it was because of Mercury retrograde. And maybe it was. Maybe it was Mercury retrograde, just kind of, you know, a little accident here that you've posted something, you haven't double checked it. I didn't double check it before I posted it. And that's a really beautiful reminder to me, for me, to double check your work. But I always feel like these are the things we need to be doing anyway in life. A lot of people will say during Mercury retrograde, you need to be careful about how you speak to people. You need to check your work. You need to back up your files, all of this stuff, because Mercury is the planet. Here we are at 12 minutes in. I'm finally going to talk to you about what Mercury is actually the planet of. Hopefully you know or have some idea. Mercury is the planet of communication, as well as travel and speed. So there's all of these things that Mercury is looking after for us. And when Mercury goes into retrograde, what is said to happen is that these things become a little bit more challenging. But the way I like to see it is that it's just a reminder that we should always be doing these things. I should have checked that post. I could blame Mercury, or I can just reflect on the situation and say, maybe I should have double checked that before I posted it, which I usually do. You know, and it's a really good reminder to double check your work, something we should be doing no matter where the planets are, right? So that was one thing that happened so far in these couple of weeks, in this week that we've been here already. Another thing that happened is on the weekend, I went to the Outback Spiritual Festival. Yay, it was amazing. I did a couple of workshops. I did three workshops, which were amazing. I taught people about manifesting. I taught people how to read oracle cards. And I also taught some energy techniques, energy clearing techniques. And it was amazing. Me and my friend Nicole, we drove for 8 hours from where we live here in country Victoria out to the Outback. We drove there 8 hours. We stayed over 3 nights and we drove back 8 hours. We did not have a single problem. There was not one problem. People always say, be really careful when you travel. Or some people even say, don't travel during Mercury retrograde. We were absolutely fine. There was not one thing that went wrong in relation to the traveling aspect. There was another Mercury retrograde many years ago where me and my husband, when we were living in the UK, we came over to Australia and we went on a road trip for 3 weeks during Mercury retrograde, right around the time of Mercury retrograde, like all through it. And we drove and we traveled, we flew across the world, we drove across the country, we didn't have one problem. So it's interesting, right? Like It's not Mercury retrograde, these ideas that we have about it that, oh, everything's going to go to shit because it's Mercury retrograde, is honestly bullshit. That's not what it's about. And that's not, also, it's not what the universe is trying to teach us. We're not, the universe isn't against us. Mercury isn't against us at this time, trying to like kick our butts into, whatever. That's not the point of Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde is a time to just chill a little bit. When we go so fast in this world, right? So many of us are in this constant energy of push, move forward, make things happen, hustle, create. Like we're in this kind of constant flow of, I have to be doing things, I have to be creating, I have to be producing, I have to be moving forward. Mercury retrograde gives us a beautiful, beautiful opportunity. And I love Mercury retrograde now. Like, I love it. I actually can't wait for a retrograde because it gives me permission. It gives all of us permission, but it gives you permission to just pause and reflect. And a lot of people talk about Mercury retrograde as the re words. So reflect, rejuvenate, renew, like, all of these words. I can't think of any other re words right now. I should have made a list. But you can Google it really easily. You'll find, Mercury retrograde posts. A lot of people share that. I'm sure I read a blog post a few years ago that was talking about the rewords. But it really is this beautiful time to just reflect. If you don't do anything else, rest. That's a reword. Rest. But if you don't do anything else, reflect. And we do not do this enough in modern life. We do not pause and just think, hey, where am I at? What am I doing with my life? Am I going in the right direction? Am I doing what I want to be doing? Am I living my purpose or am I living somebody else's dream? Am I, like, is all of this time and energy that I'm putting into certain things, is it what I still want to be doing? So many of us, we just keep going. We just keep hustling and we keep pushing. And then so often we get to the point of burnout because we haven't stopped to just think, okay, where am I on this journey? Am I where I want to be? Am I not where I want to be? And Mercury gives us the opportunity to stop and pause and check in with ourselves. We're not supposed to be going hard all the time. We're not supposed to be just hustle, hustle, hustle. There's a time for the hustle energy. There's a time for pushing forward and making things happen. And then there is a time, like now in this retrograde season, where we're invited to just take a breath and take a pause. And I'm not saying don't go to work for 3 weeks while you figure it out. Although that would be nice if you have the option, right? But if you're like me and you don't have the option to just sit and do nothing for 3 weeks while we're in the retrograde, you still have to move forward. You still have to be doing things and getting out into the world and living your life. But while you're doing that, you can take these pauses, like pause in the morning, put your hand on your heart, do a meditation, just, make some time for yourself during the retrograde period to really just go a little slower, go a little slower. Maybe you still have to go hard at work, but when you come home, give yourself some space to just kind of ask these questions. Am I on the path that I want to be on? Or do I need to make some changes? And so to me, Mercury retrograde really feels like this permission slip to just kind of chill out a little bit. And, as I'm saying this, I'm thinking about all the things that I have to do today. It's like, I don't have the opportunity today to just sit and meditate for like 3 hours on this, right? But I can pause for like a minute and just go, oh, okay, hang on. Where am I? Where am I at? is this the right path? Is this what I want to be doing? And I can make choices too. And I think this is something we can all do around this time, is we can have a look at our to-do list. And we can maybe put some of those things that we think are so important that need to be done right now, maybe they aren't. And maybe we can put them on a list for, you know what, I'm going to do that after the retrograde, when I have a little bit more energy and a little bit more time. The more time and space you can make for yourself during Mercury retrograde, the better. And not just because Mercury is going to do something to you, but so that you have the space to reflect on your life, to reflect on your dreams, to reflect on where you're going, and to consider, you know, where you want to go next. I kind of like to see the Mercury retrograde as the spiritual journey pit stop. And that's what my Facebook group is called, the spiritual journey pit stop. It's like, we've got to take these times to just check in with ourselves. And so you can do two things when Mercury's in retrograde. You can fight against it, which a lot of people do, and it doesn't usually create really amazing results. It doesn't create amazing results to fight against any of the cosmic alignments. What you can do is you can use it to propel you into your destiny. You can use it to propel you into your destiny. And this is what people who have been on the spiritual path for a while, like myself, you get to a point where you realize that these times where a lot of people are just losing it, we don't have to lose it. We can use it. I felt like such a motivational speaker just then. You don't have to lose it. You can use it. But this is what you want to do with any of these alignments, but especially Mercury retrograde, because for some reason, this one just has so much belief around it that it's going to be chaotic and difficult and hard, more so than the other retrogrades. So what do you do with that? How do you do that? How do you use the retrograde? So you listen to what it has to say, and you think about what it's asking of you. And so, as I said previously and quite a few times in this episode, Mercury retrograde asks us to pause. It asks us to hit that stop sign in our car, where we stop and we wait and we let the other cars go past before we start driving again. And we stop and we think about our lives and where we're going and where we're heading. And we work with that energy to create a better situation for ourselves. And like, why wouldn't you want to do that? You know, why wouldn't you want to use this time as, like, you know, I like to think of, you know, Mercury is deeply connected with the ancient Egyptian god Thoth, who is one of my main guides. And he is just, oh, love him. And, you know, to me, it's like, he's coming over with, like, the six pack and the pizza, and like, this is a very spiritual visualization here, but you know, he's coming over with like some DVDs. I don't know, apparently this is the 90s. He's coming over with the DVDs and the pizza and the six pack. I'm not even drinking at the moment, but you know, it's this vibe of like, hey Vix, let's chill, let's watch some movies, let's eat a pizza, maybe have a drink, and let's chat, and let's talk. Let's have a chat about where you're at, where you want to go, what's working in your life, what's not working in your life. Are you on the path you want to be on, or do you want to change things? You know, you can kind of have this like therapy session with Mercury, with Hermes, with Thoth, you know, however you want to kind of relate to that energy. And like, that's cool, right? Like, how cool is that to think about it in this way? And then you get these 3 weeks where you just get to sit on the couch with Thoth and you get to just talk about, yeah, where are we going? Where do I want to go? and set some intentions for what you want to do next. This is a really great time to just like not do anything, you know, like to do as little as possible. It's like, wow, that's cool. That's fun. Take that stuff off your to-do list. Don't stress about the projects that you haven't finished yet. I mean, you know, unless you have a deadline at work and then maybe you want to be focused on that. But even in that situation, okay, well, what can you remove from the to-do list? What can you remove that's taking up a lot of space and energy? And just like, don't worry about that right now. Another great thing to do during Mercury retrograde is just to like tidy up. And I'm going to be doing this. This weekend, I'm going to do a bit of tidying. I'm going to clean out some of my clothes and stuff and just kind of like do some decluttering so that I can make some space, you know, so I can make some more space. This is really like, you know, take that time, do the decluttering, do the little things around the house. It can be a really good time to like also finish projects or work on things that, you know, you've already started. But generally it's kind of like not a time where you'd usually start a new project. And that's not because it means that the new project isn't going to work. It's just that this is supposed to be a time of reflection rather than a time of let's go all out with something new. It's really like, be here now, reflect on the past, you know, and then start to make some intentions, set some intentions about where you want to go next, rather than let's just go full on with all of these new crazy ideas that I have that I haven't thought about really. And I'm the queen of doing this. I've got this idea. I'm going to put it out into the world without just stopping to think, okay, hang on. I'm getting better at that, but it's still something that comes up for me. So do that, like work on the things that you want to finish, you know, revisit old projects, get things finished, don't start anything new. But having said all of this, the last thing you want to do is let any of this dictate your life, right? So if you're in a space where you're like, that was great, Vix, but actually I really want to start something new right now. I'm really feeling like I want to start something new and I want to hustle hard. And even though everyone's telling me not to, I really want to. Then you know what? You listen to that. You listen to your intuition. You listen to your guidance. And, you know, Mercury retrograde will feel different every time. And sometimes it's just like, oh yeah, having the pizza and the beer night with Thoth. And sometimes it's like just a bit of a reflection and like, okay, it's business as usual, you know, but still kind of noticing that maybe it's going a little bit, things are a little bit slowing down, or you're having an opportunity to reflect on a few things at different times. But ultimately, you know, you don't want these times to dictate your life. You want to use them for your benefit. So if you're finding that you're hustling really hard right now and things kind of aren't moving forward in the way that you would like to, then definitely listen to that guidance of, okay, well, we're in Mercury retrograde, so maybe I just need to take a little step back and just kind of let things unfold and take a little bit of a break rather than pushing, forcing things to happen. But if you're feeling that like something inside you wants to be birthed and created at this time, then listen to that. You know, we do not let the stars dictate our lives. We use the alignments to help us to live the best life possible. But that doesn't mean that we have to let them dictate what we do and when we do it. We can find a nice alignment and say, oh, okay, maybe I'll wait till Tuesday to do that, to do that working or to do that spell or to send that email. But we don't have to. And when you're really in your power as a spiritual person, as a magical person, as a light worker, witch, whatever you want to call yourself, when you really find yourself in your power, you can do all of these things any day. You know, you can reflect on where you are any day. You can make something happen any day. And there can be these little tweaks that the the cosmos can help you, and it can kind of be the wind at your back on certain days, or, you know, Thoth at your door on other days with that pizza and beer. But that doesn't mean that, you know, if Thoth rocks up and you're like, actually, I'm just in the middle of something, can you come back tomorrow? You know, we can do that too. We can do that too. So ultimately, what I really want to share, and I don't want to talk too much longer because I feel like I've said what I need to say, but ultimately, do not give your power away to the retrogrades. Do not buy into all the stuff that you see online, all the stuff that you see people saying online about what to do, what not to do, do not ever do this in a retrograde, you know, all of this stuff. We don't have to buy into that. And sometimes this stuff is useful, you know, sometimes there's something in it, but ultimately it's about you remembering that you have the power. You have the power to have a beautiful retrograde season, and you can use it for good. You can use it to help you to get even closer to whatever you want to get closer to, rather than seeing it as something that's trying to hold you back, because it's not. The retrogrades are all happening to help and support us. You know, we tune into these different frequencies, these different energies of what the planets are doing, so that we can be, you know, so they can be a mirror for us. And this is a great time to just chill out, give yourself a break, you know, and just pause and take it easy. So you have permission, I'm giving you the permission slip to have a pizza and beer night, or a pizza and kombucha night, or a water and I was gonna say water and wine night, whatever your thing is. Take it easy, reflect on your journey up to now, and then set some intentions for where you want to go next. But just remember, like I said at the very beginning of this, law of attraction. Whatever you decide the retrograde is for you is what it will be. So decide that it's going to be empowering. Decide that it's going to be really useful for your soul growth and your personal development. Decide that it's going to be restful and rejuvenating, and you're going to come out the other side just feeling like, ah, okay, I'm ready to go again. Okay. That's it from me for this episode. I really hope this was useful. I know a lot of you who listen to this podcast were probably like, yeah, Vix, I already know all of this, but there's a reminder anyway to just be in your power with all of these things. Stop giving your power away to the retrograde. Stop giving your power away to the moon, and reconnect with your inner power, and let that lead you. Let that guide you. Okay, beautiful souls, you know where to find me if you would like to connect. NewAgeHipster.co is the place where you'll find everything. NewAgeHipster333 over on Insta and Facebook. At the moment, I'm still planning what I'm going to do for the equinox, but something will be happening. And also, if you would like to work with me and get a reading, once again, this is a good time to do it. I am going to be taking some time off in September, but I'm also going to be taking time off in November and December as well. So basically, if you want to get a reading before the end of the year, it's a good time to do it. And if you want to find out more about my readings, newagehipster.co has all of the info. You can always message me with any questions, and I am sending you lots and lots of love and Mercury retrograde blessings.
You've been listening to New Age Hipster Radio. For more good vibes and spiritual goodness, head to newagehipster.co. Thanks for listening, and peace out.